Hello, I'm Dr. Timothy O'Donnell, the president of Christendom College. Today on Faith Matters, I'd like to talk about Mary, the Blessed Virgin. It's sort of sad to think that anything that is such a great gift could be a source of controversy. Nothing could be more scriptural than devotion to the Mother of God. Even if we were to limit ourselves to the discussion of Mary's role as found in the Gospel of St. John, we find a wealth of teaching there that reveals that she really was a gift to us, a gift from the Lord. She appears, first of all, at the very beginning of our Lord's public ministry, in the great mystery of Cana, where she is the first one to notice our need. She recognizes that they are running out of wine. She turns to our Lord, and our Lord, in that little oasis of silence, turns and says, "What me to thee, woman? My hour has not yet come." And yet Mary, recognizing fully what this meant, was she going to send Jesus off on his hour? The answer was yes. As soon as he worked his first public miracle, his hour would begin. He was on his way up to Calvary. So with this great miracle that our Lord performs, Mary ends up turning to the attendants and saying, "Do whatever he tells you." Her last recorded words in sacred scripture. But she comes one more time at the end of that gospel, and it's on Calvary. And there, as Jesus is dying in agony, he says those beautiful words, "Woman, behold thy son," and turning to St. John, who is there standing representing us, "Behold thy mother." Recognizing the fact, what a great difficulty it would have been our Lord for him to have said anything. Recognizing that in crucifixion you die of asphyxiation. He would have had to try to get enough air in his lungs to even speak. That's why the words spoken from the cross are so brief. And seeing his grieving mother there, this was going to be one of his last and perhaps greatest gifts to us, the gift of his Blessed Mother. Let us thank God every day, and let us not neglect so great a gift. Thank you for being with us today, and God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Dr. Timothy O'Donnell for his series, St. Luke, Meek Scribe of Christ, coming to EWTN.